$100 for a litter.
So did you buy anything fun at the auction at the?
Bought something, and whether it's gonna be fun or not is yet to be determined.
Maybe we need to set up an expense allowance for the mayor, he's gonna do all these things.
Okay, I'll call to order the special session for the City of Lapine City Council, November 13th, 2017, at 5:30 PM. Establish a quorum, start on this side.
Don Greiner, present.
Stu Martinez, present.
Connie Breese, present.
Dennis Scott, present.
Trenton Tennant, present.
All accounted for, we have a quorum, pledge of allegiance. Gary.
I can't speak.
Yeah.
This will be a good one.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, as everybody knows, we're here to interview for the city councilor vacant position. We'll call you by name, and you can come up, sit at the table, and we'll go around and ask whatever questions. We've got all your information here that you turned in. I'm gonna draw your name out of a little cup here, just so there's no partiality for anybody. Any questions, anybody, before we get started? No? Counselors, no questions? Okay. I think Denise here is gonna be late, so we'll see if we draw her in first or not. Of course. I should have counselors with us. John Cameron. And this is gonna be very lighthearted, so.
Lighthearted?
Oh, no, my questions are too.
Dead serious.
Yeah. Not, try not to throw too many curves at you, but I'm sure we.
No worries.
Okay, everybody's got John's application here? Okay, let's start on this side, Stu.
Oh, wait. I gotta get there.
Hi.
Hi.
If you were campaigning for this position and knocked on my door, what would you say?
It would be the first time I've ever campaigned. And I would start with something along those lines. But it's quite simple, is that I've been given an opportunity to apply for this position, and as a citizen of Lapine for the last 2 years, city limits, I feel I can bring a lot to the party. And I mean, what would I say to get your vote?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, a lot of this is all door-to-door, knocking on people's doors and saying.
Right, we've all campaigned for our positions.
Absolutely. My bad, people knock on my door.
A couple times.
Twice in the same day.
Yeah.
But it's an opportunity to provide a direction for Lapine that I think would be appropriate. If you've read my notes, which if I was knocking on your door, you wouldn't have. Although perhaps you would have seen my name on a billboard around or something, I don't know. But the whole campaign thing is so new that I just, all I can say is from my personal perspective, I can do the job. I can do it for the citizens of Lapine. It's not about me, it's about the city.
Nice. More than one question? I have two.
Let's go two each.
Okay.
Sure.
What are your top areas of concern for the city?
The control of growth such that it is not uncontrolled, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's got to be something that's managed properly. I have reservations about too much growth too fast. And I've seen it in the past in my history in California. And I would want to see that well controlled. That's my, I guess my big thrust is controlled growth.
Okay, thank you.
Stu, let's go your direction now.
So, what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? well, let's see. In the last month, it's been wood cutting. And it may not sound like fun to people, but it's how I heat the house. And I like the outdoors. I spend most of my time outdoors. And aside from that, there's computers, motorcycles. I think the list is pretty long. Radio, ham radio, technology. So it's everywhere from chainsaws to sophisticated technology. That's what I do for fun.
Okay, because the reason I ask is, you know, sometimes this job can be a little overwhelming and we all have to unwind somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why the question.
I understand.
Okay. And what is more important or in making a decision for you, the legal responsibilities or the moral?
Legal. I mean, and the decisions also were based on what people tell me. I mean, I'm not going to make decisions on my own. A council member can't make decisions on their own. It has to be the council. I mean, it's a toss-up. It's close, but I'd have to go with legal.
Mr. Before we go on, everybody realizes this is for just about a year, and next year at this time you'll be campaigning.
Understood, and that's also what I find is an opportunity to, you know, test the waters.
You know, and it's, you're not obligated to run, you're just filling in the year, but next year if you want to stay on, you have to run.
Understood.
I just want to make that clear. Okay, Mr. Greiner.
This is one question I'm going to ask everybody. How many council meetings in Lapine have you attended? I don't expect you to give me the actual number, but I mean, if you...
I'm thinking three.
A lot.
Three.
Three or four?
Yeah, and certainly as a member on the Planning Commission, I've been to council meetings associated with that.
And then number five on what you... on your application, how much time to devote, and it says this will be ultimately limited by the pay scale. What did you mean by pay scale?
It was probably not a particularly serious comment, but looking forward, there is the option for me to have, I'm still a contractor. And there's distinct possibility I could get a contract in this next year and a half time frame. And I would have to acquiesce to that contract in terms of self-preservation, so to speak. But the bottom line is that I would spend as much time as is needed to get the job done. And that's end of story. How much time? With 20 hours, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
That's, you know, 5 hours a week. It'd probably be easily a day, a week, is my guess, if not more. But sure, the pay scale is not a serious comment.
Yeah, because even all of us volunteer.
I know that. Believe me, I know. And I, you know, I've looked into, you know, I've done research on councils around the United States, and, you know, people get paid.
Sure.
But it's definitely a function of the population of the city that they're working in, and at this point, the city of La Pine is not in a position.
Most of Oregon is not paid.
You're right, exactly, I've seen that as well.
Yeah, so everybody understands that, this is totally volunteer. You do get mileage if you have to go somewhere.
Right, I think I mentioned that in the subcommittee travel, I mean, if I'm gonna go somewhere to do.
Well, expenses is one thing, but payment is something else.
Oh, no, I understand, no.
I'm done.
You're done? Okay, this is our student representative, we have a student representative, and he's here at every single meeting, so we're gonna let him ask questions too, from his perspective.
How are you going to benefit and represent the schools in La Pine? And like, how are you gonna take our opinions and that, things that are concerning to us or, you know, that could benefit us, how are you gonna implement that to our schools?
Well, I mean, your input to the council would be the primary driver. Schools, you know, I mean, clearly, just as a side note, I almost got creamed by a school bus today. Behind me on Huntington, I was turning left onto Glenwood, and he was coming behind me speeding and saw me stop signaling, waiting for traffic to clear. He slammed on the brakes, and I saw that thing go squirrely, and he had to cut around me on the right.
I saw that. I was right in front of you. Coming
did you see that guy?
Yeah, I'm saying, oh my God.
Well, I emailed Bend La Pine Schools and said, bus 501 just did that. Anyway, you mentioned schools, and so that has brought that to mind. But I have no children, so I don't have anybody in the school system. But they're a future, and, you know, I would, it's the whole process is driven by the electorate, by the people, and parents, and ultimately the kids.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yeah. And here, I'll just add tidbits as I go so everybody knows what's going on. In this city, the mayor doesn't vote. Different cities, their charters set up different ways, but here we don't vote. But we get to ask questions or comments, but a mayor doesn't get to vote. What have you learned being on the planning board about La Pine?
I have learned that my many years of experience in the private sector is not necessarily sufficient for preparation in the public sector. My experience prior to being on the commission was almost zero in terms of working with the public, with government. Every meeting I've gone to, I have learned something, and I've made mistakes, and I've learned things, and I possibly have said the right thing at times, but it's been very educational. I can see a position on the council being just as educational every meeting, and not just participating in the city council, but moving around and going to other council meetings around the local area and just see what other people are doing. That's how I think I would learn the most, not just from us, but from others.
Okay, and one more thing, an active council does not always agree. Everybody doesn't agree. If you don't get your way, that's okay, right? I get over it.
I could put my platform is going to be voting nay, because that's one thing I've seen on the commission is that nobody has really voted nay on most of the items. So I'm prepared to disagree and be disagreed with.
Okay. Anybody else? We can go around again, or anybody has a question, just speak up. Stu, Don, nobody, nothing else? Okay.
Don.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
And what we're gonna do, we're gonna interview everybody tonight, and we're voting on this. We'll give the council a couple days to think on it. We'll vote it on it Wednesday night. That'll be on the council agenda. Okay. Denise, you weren't here, but we're picking names out of a hat to see what order we're going with. And you're a very popular person because I picked you before you come in, and here you are again. So, so if you'd step up under in the hot chair,
yes.
We'll go from there.
What name did you pick?
Denise.
And Don, can you start this time? We'll break it up a little bit.
I'm going to ask you the same question. How many council meetings have you attended in Fine?
Two.
And if you don't attend council meetings, how do you keep up with city business?
Everything has to do with the community. So when you communicate with the community, that's how you get other opinions and concerns. So for an example, if somebody comes through my line and says something about how they disagree with something that's going on, for an example, like the water and sewage, I can get their opinion through that and also look into getting other questions and answers in regards to that kind of information.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
You mentioned communicating with the community. How would you communicate with the schools and the school system?
Well, as far as the schools are concerned, I may not have children myself, but I have several friends that do. So just being able to see, it's kind of like putting your finger on the pulse, you know, and not maybe literally, but in regards to the community, you can talk to them and see what's going on with Lapine High School, what's going on with Rosalind Elementary. So it's just listening to what other people have to say and what's going on. So that is how I can get feedback in regards to that.
If you were campaigning for this position,
yeah.
I asked this other one the same questions, and I'll probably ask everybody the same, but
yeah.
And you knocked on my door, what would you say?
That's an excellent question. Hi, Connie. My name is Denise Stillsaver. I am running for city council for your city of Lapine, and I would like to introduce myself to you and to ask you of any concerns or thoughts that you may have that you would like me to consider when I am considered to be the next city councilor.
And what are your top areas of concern for Lapine?
The top concerns, I guess, would be some of the things that somehow we have no control over, like trying to expand the city limits so that we can include the other outside communities to be involved with the city limits so that it can expand on the water and sewage and the planning and development, where right now we have handcuffs. Being able to do that and trying to understand how to either expand those avenues or wondering if it's even possible.
Thank you.
What do you do in your spare time to have fun?
Kayak, take the dogs out for a walk. Take myself out for a walk every once in a while. We love to go exploring and doing different activities like that are partaking in the city of Bend and going, just doing anything and anything that can get us out of the house, basically.
And the reason being that I ask that is because sometimes you have to unwind from this job. So it sounds
great
like, yeah, there you go. And walking the dog, they can get pretty...
Fancy? Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then which do you value or make in making decisions? Would you choose the legal way or the moral way?
I had heard that question, and I'm half and half. It's not a matter of just legal, and it's not just a matter of moral, but it's a combination of both, because it depends on the situation, because it might be a simple task where it just is legal, and sometimes it might be a little bit more complicated where you have to throw in morality, because you can't just have, oh, it's just cut and dry, because it's kind of like ethics. It can go legal or morality. So it's every situation is always taken by what it is at hand, not just a cookie dough type of situation.
Okay. I'll always go last, if you don't mind. I mean, because you guys vote, I don't. And the same question I'll ask you, if three of the council members are for something and you're against it, you don't have a mind, you don't have a problem voicing your opinion in the opposite.
No, I like to be the type that would listen to both sides, to put myself in their shoes, to see how they're viewing that situation, and then make a suggestion, not saying, oh, it's just my way or the highway, or it's you should do this or you should do that. It's a matter of being able to voice it without making somebody or yourself feel uncomfortable.
Well, you wouldn't have a problem voting against other people, because that makes an active council.
Yes. In anything and everything in life, you have to have an opinion and be able to voice it, but at the same time, without having to tread on their feelings and their views.
Okay, and I forgot to ask John, but you can speak up here. Do you have any questions for the council?
I apologize for my tardiness. I was taking our dogs to the vet in bed, so I didn't really get a chance to put my brain into it. So the only thing I might have is, is it mostly going to be like the meetings here? There's going to be some in Bend. There's going to be some in Portland. That's the only thing.
Our council meetings are always here.
Okay.
There are additional, like all of us are a part of another council
county committee, or
like some committee somewhere, some subcommittee somewhere that we represent the city at. So, and that varies on the committee. Don travels all over the state for his, because it's the League of Oregon Cities, the small cities committee, so that they have them at different cities. Minor and Redmond, Stu's are here. Yeah, so. The subcommittees are the ones that you end up traveling for, and then also we all went to a conference in Portland recently, League of Oregon Cities, so there is outside travel sometimes.
Great.
So, yes.
Cool. Okay.
Most of these outside committees meet once a month.
Okay.
You know, some of them meet in the evening, some of them day.
Quarterly.
Yeah,
his are quarterly.
It's a good thing, right?
But as far as breaking away for something like that, time-wise, I mean, are you okay?
Yes,
okay,
as long as, because I'm more of a schedule type of person, I like to look ahead and just to foresee so I can do my planning of what's going on.
Yeah. Ours are, they're all pretty much set on a day of the week, a day of the month,
yeah.
So.
Okay. Fantastic, thank you.
Anything else?
Nothing else I can think of.
John, I'll give you a chance. You got any questions for us?
No, not really. I mean, no.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Alrighty. I guess I didn't need my letter that I sent. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Catherine.
You can call me Kathy.
Officially, it's Catherine, but it sounds so stuffy. And where are we going to start this time? Stu, you skipped out on it. You gotta start this time.
Okay. So as you probably heard my question, it is at times, you know, some things will come before the council. You'll want to unwind or just every day your normal job to probably be stressful. What do you do to relax and enjoy and have fun?
My husband and I are very avid gardeners in our yard. So we like things neat and tidy, and you know, so we always do things outside. When I'm frustrated, I take on big chores outside, such as trimming trees way up or doing something where it's like, I'll take it out on that just to help unwind. We do love the outdoors. So, you know, go to the lakes or go, you know, as you all know, we all love here for specific reasons. And we used to fish. We haven't for quite some time. My husband had a brain surgery in 96, and things kind of changed. So we don't do as much outside like we used to do. But we are outside people, outdoor people. And, you know, there are times like after a rough meeting when I have gone home and said, I want a glass of wine.
Like
and so just to kind of unwind and say, you know what, I'm so happy for that. Now I can kind of regroup and move on. So just so you know, that's kind of what our kid, we don't have any kids or any animals. We do have kids, but they're grown. And we don't have any animals. And so we just kind of keep ourselves busy doing whatever we want to do.
And then making decisions when it comes to the tough ones, do you look to the legal aspect of making a decision or the moral?
I would agree with Denise in the sense that there are times it has to be a legal decision. There are times that, you know, whatever the situation is, you take into account all, both moral and legal. And then as a group, we would need to decide what are we actually going to decide in the end. So, you know, there are times, I mean, it's hard to say, there are times when the legal side has to be done, and then the moral can, you know, you can either soften the legal part, or just kind of use your head into how best to solve this situation to make it how it works for everyone. So you're not crossing lines either way. That's my take.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Same questions. If you were campaigning for this position and knocked on my door, what would you say to me?
I would say, hi, Connie, I'm Kathy Van Dam, and I'm running for council position on the Lapine City Council. First off, I'd like to say I think I could do a good job, and I'd like to represent the community and the city as a council member. Secondly, I'd like to get your input. Are there any real concerns that you have that you'd like to see addressed as far as the city and how it affects you as a community member? Any positives? You know, it's always good to say, to know how people feel, and if there are positives, bring it back and share it, because that's important. But to take into consideration everything. But ask, you know, it's important to get people's feedback and their response, not for continually, but to at least kind of hit you with, this is my style. I'd like to hear what you might have, a complaint or a praise, and go from there. Would like your vote if you would consider voting for me. And if you have questions, please let me know. Here's my card, you know, give me a call, email, whatever. That's what I would do.
Great. And what are your top areas of concern for Lapine?
I think it's been mentioned that, you know, rapid growth, it would be, I lived in Portland. I lived in Oregon City and in Gresham and over in that area. And so, and when I came here, Lapine is laid back enough. It's nice. It's, you know, it's a country kind of setting and outdoors. When I go to Bend, I find myself getting a little frustrated again, because it's like Portland in a sense that they're kind of trying to, you know, it's almost like, let's make Bend weird. I don't want that to happen over here. I'm sorry, but really, that's just, so that would be like a big thing that we would take into account. How are we going to build the city without, you know, making it suddenly this big overgrown place and everybody's going, I want out of here, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Great. I just have one quick question on procurement card administrator. What is that?
With the school district and with Multnomah Education Service District and different things, different places have to do with schools, as businesses, but specifically my role was in, it's purchasing, okay?
Sure.
It's purchasing cards, like your debit card or credit card.
Oh, okay.
And so what I got to do, though, was build on that program and got to go around the United States and do some training to a lot of different places.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I understood the procurement part, but I didn't understand the card administrator.
The
right.
Making sure that people were not, you know, I also audited them. They were not using their card incorrectly, you know, and couldn't go down and buy, you know, do whatever you're not supposed to do. I know you guys you're aware of what that is. Yeah. Make sure nothing was stolen and no money was going anywhere it shouldn't go.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I just had to know.
I think we all did.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead, Don.
Again, how many council meetings have you attended in Lapine?
I have not attended any, so zero. And I can, if I may add to that, the times I planned to come, two of them, something happened and we had to be called and we were not able to be here. So it's unfortunate. And if I think, go ahead and ask the rest.
Oh, that's
if you're
fine.
Going to ask me, how do I know what's going on with the city? Was that the next one?
Right.
Okay, then... I love the mayor's memos and the updates you have.
Thank you.
And I really, I go online, I look to see what's happening and, you know, check around to see, you know, what kind of feedback are we getting from these meetings. And I intend to be here, whether I get this position or not, because I think that there's a lot of positives.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you worked for the public schools.
Yes, I did.
So how has, like, working for them increased your knowledge, and how do you think you could use that in the city?
I think in a lot of ways, it is working. It's a similar situation where you're an employee that's working to provide services for students, their parents, and with the city would be the community, and, you know, keeping things in balance, legal, not making everyone happy. That never happens, but you know, dealing with the school system, you can talk to students and find out what their complaints might be, but on the flip side of that, there's also administration. So you go to both sides and try to find the best workout for all. I think it's similar to this kind of a job.
That's it. Okay, I see down here that you want to put dust and pavement on all of those.
Eventually.
That's a good answer right there. But
well, eventually, yeah. I mean, not tomorrow, but yeah.
The
I know
city
it's
runs
not cheap.
On a very small budget.
Yeah, I know.
Our tax base is really smaller than most cities in the state. So again, if you don't get things that you want, you are going to get mad at us for voting against you.
Sure.
I mean,
I would not get mad. I mean, I've been with my years in the PUD at the PUD. You know, I was the only female, there were four men, and that were on the other the team. And the board of directors, put it that way. And when I came in, I mean, I speak up, I'm not shy, but yet, you know, sometimes we did have, not battles, but it was like these, now let me try to clarify this without sounding ridiculous. These men knew each of the, one cut the other man's hair for 20 years. Okay, so they were tight guys. The other one had worked with another guy for 20 years. Then there's me, who they don't know, and I'm, you know, and so my ideas and my background were very different than theirs in a lot of ways. I'm a female, and, you know, and just that we weren't the best of buddies and everything. So in talking about things, there were times at meetings when you know, it was a, not a butt head. It's either, okay, you know, I don't agree with you, they would say, or something. Or maybe I would say, I don't quite understand that. You want to clarify, or where are you coming from with this so we can think about it or talk about it? In the end, there were times that it did cause some ruffled feathers. But in the end, when I left, because we were moving, one of the biggest comments and compliments they gave me was that it was nice to have another opinion who would work with them on different things and not sit there and throw a little fit. So I was proud of that. Because it does happen.
And we're equal opportunity.
I'm sure. It was just
not right now. I mean, there's only one of me, but.
Okay, I forget that. Okay, council, have anything else to say? Any other questions? And do you have anything of us?
No, you actually answered it when you said earlier about the when you would decide or how you were going to decide.
Okay, yeah. Nothing else, council?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we're moving along. Down to two.
Two names left, actually. One of them didn't get put on the agenda.
No.
One of them didn't get put on the agenda. But we had his application in the packet. So.
Okay, where do we want to start here? How about our student representatives to start?
It would be the same question as how are you going to represent and benefit our school board and that kind of thing. Get connections with them.
Chairman, first of all, I do all the radio broadcasts for your football games, basketball games. Plus, we interview all the, not all the instructors, but principals, athletic directors of all the South County schools, Three Rivers, the junior high here, the whatever. So, as far as I think I know, people like Matt Montgomery and whatever. I help fundraisers for the school already. I've done some of that in the last few years, so I feel that my contributions are there and the door is always open. So, and I feel I can be of assistance anytime.
Okay, yeah,
that's it. Don, we'll go this way around.
Same question, how many council meetings have you attended?
Well, Don, probably zero would be physically, but if you work with the Chamber of Commerce, Frontier Days, and the radio station, and you see the mayor enough, or Corey enough, and people like Gary here, I think I know quite a bit going on, and again, through the internet services, through the chamber and whatever, things kind of drift through there pretty quickly. So, you know, if things need addressed, I'll hear about them, or, you know, I can check and find out. So, but don't physically have that here.
Well, you pretty much answered the second question, so I'll go to my other question, okay?
Sure.
In your opinion, what are the two most important issues facing the city?
Well, I think I agree with everybody else on controlled growth. I think that's an important factor, especially when I feel I've been coming over to La Pine since the 70s. And believe it or not, in the 70s, I said I was going to move here someday, and I did. That's kind of surprising even to me. But I've been here 17 years. I've watched the city progress as it has. I see that, I feel that South County is where everything is moving towards, as I can see it right now, and I think that the controlled growth being the big thing. But you don't want to stymie anything either. I think what you want to do is have that open door policy to anything, and especially progressive.
Thank you.
Okay, Stu.
Okay. Same. Legal or moral?
I'm going to go with legal because there's a lot of time right now. It's hard to define anyway, so I think I'll stay with the legal part of things. And throw in morality at the end,
okay,
if needed.
That's fair. And what do you do to unwind and take the stress off and relax?
Right now, it would be fishing in the right time of the year, I'm not against going to have a beer with you on occasion. And then just generally, I fill up most of my voids, and there aren't many, but I fill that by going around I do a lot of advertising sales for the entities I talked to you about. And it's not, it wouldn't be surprising for me to leave tomorrow to go to the Outback. And we have a lot of, with the new I can't put my name on the group, but it's the
Rural Tourism.
Rural Tourism. Thank you. I couldn't find that. With Rural Tourism, I worked with them for quite some time. Well, I had some time, but it's not. We drug into our community here, the Outback, other places that we make them feel they're all part of Newberry Country. So it's not surprising to see me like leave tomorrow and go out there and visit with people and find out, you know, if they feel that they're still a part of what's going on in our community and things of that nature. So, and I leave tomorrow for Eugene for the same type of thing. I go down and see the Bi-Marts of the world and just, you know, anybody that has business here, I try to go out and be in touch with them.
So you still try to work to relax?
Yeah.
That'll kill you, you know.
I don't know. No, I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, no, I mean,
you gotta keep busy. So.
But that's interesting because there are some people that do work to relax,
mm-hmm.
And that's why I asked it because.
Well, that's a good question. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, because for myself, I volunteer for the Red Cross.
Yeah, I know that.
I save vacation time to go on disaster leave. And that's relaxing for me because it's helping people.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's why that's, you know, people hear that question and they think, well, that's kind of stupid. But there's a reason behind it.
Yeah, I think
you're right. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you were campaigning for this position and knocked on my door, what would you say to me?
What's for dinner? No, I would go along with what the other people have said. I don't mean to be redundant, but introducing yourself, finding out, you know, telling them about yourself, about myself generally, and finding out there any issues that you've had in the past, what you might be looking for in the future, or something of that nature. Other than that, it wouldn't be any hard sell or anything. Just generally try to make it known that my hand's in the ring.
And Don stole my question, so I'm going to go back to the answers to your questions about why you want to be a city councilor. You answered, I feel I can be a positive contributor to the Lapine community. In what way?
Well, most of all because of all the individuals that I know from what I do. I have contacts already, or I'm in a situation or a position that I know the people, know where to go, know the questions to ask and whatever. And I feel that with what I do, I would be a good sounding board both ways for the council and for them. So I feel that I could be a contributor.
Great, thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna switch it up a little bit.
Okay, thanks.
You've been here 17 years.
Yeah.
John's been here 2 years. Can you respect his opinion for the city to grow in the future?
Oh, sure. I think that this is a learning experience too for me. So my opinions aren't drawn yet. Let's put it that way. But some of my future thoughts, can be. I could be headstrong, but at the same time, I could. I certainly can sit down at the table and negotiate and or.
I ask you that because I'm a firm believer that we need a little bit of both.
Oh, yeah.
I have one more question.
Sure, go ahead.
You put in here that you do a lot of work for the chamber, marketing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the decisions that have to be made might not be in line with the chamber in the Frontier days? What would you do? Would you... could you vote against the chamber in Frontier days if
well,
it was for the city's best interest?
I had trepidations about this to start with, and I think by talking to a couple people, let's just say I'm more relaxed in the way I feel about it, is that I feel I can either recuse myself from any, you know, issues that I feel that I would, you know, get in the way of or something of that nature, or, you know, ask the question that, hey, do you think it's fair that I am part of this or whatever. Without saying any names, I've talked to two or three people and they said they don't feel that would be an issue based on past history or whatever. And I think, you know, other people in this room might have some of the same situations that go on. And maybe it's an issue that they should not necessarily be part of making a firm decision on. So I hope that's close to ready.
Thank you.
Nothing
else?
Oh, no.
Nothing else?
Do you have any questions for us?
No. Yeah, do you have any for us?
No. Nothing.
I guess to follow up on Don's, I guess I would want to say you wouldn't be upset, say, if all the rest of the council voted against something to do with the chamber.
No. No, you know, the one thing that Dennis and the other persons here, I do not work for any of those organizations. I work with them. I'm definitely an independent contractor when it comes to the things I do with them. Although I feel like I am part of the whole team because, you know, I'm there a lot. I know what's going on. I hear the things going on. But I don't sit in on any council meetings, chamber meetings or any of that nature. That's totally not anything I do. So I feel that I can, you know, I can walk that line and still feel that I'll be comfortable. And you will too.
Okay, if there's nothing else, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, our last hot seat member here, Craig. Where are we going to start this? Go ahead, Connie.
So if you were campaigning for this position and knocked on my door, what would you say to me?
First thing is to introduce myself. Probably mention I am a new arrival to Lapine. Been here a little over a year. And being a good listener, I would want to know the priorities that you feel or issues here in Lapine. You know, what do you think is working good, things that are falling apart? I would want to know both, try to get a feel for what's going on, have something to bring back to the council.
And what are your top areas of concern for Lapine?
It would be a combination of, you might say growth, but looking at other places I've lived, I see a connection with employment that pays a living wage. Having industry or manufacturing coming to Lapine that would work with schools, community, to open up opportunities for the youth that are living here. So it would be sort of those two working together to help out employment, homelessness, especially for the youth. I want to see opportunities for the youth that are living here.
Great, thank you.
Okay,
I have some two questions.
Okay.
Oh my God, what's my two questions?
Go with the morals.
Okay. Moral or legal?
It has to be legal first. If it's decisions being considered here with the council and the city, it has to be legal first. The open house I attended a little while ago with the water and sewage issue, I see where the moral fits into the picture. There's a lot of concern on how people were going to pay for this rather than a large upfront hookup fee. I see where it's going to be a higher monthly fee, but probably more affordable for the majority of people living in this area, the ones that will be affected. So there is some moral aspects to this. They're trying to soften the impact, hoping that, you know, it there's fewer people that this price is not going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. That's the moral side of your decision on how you're going to affect water and sewage in this area.
And relaxation to unwind, what?
Well, somebody told me there was fly fishing available in this area.
No.
Yes, I have been told. I spent about 12 years in Springfield and fished the McKenzie and Willamette quite a bit. I guess the Deschutes is somewhere around here.
Someplace.
Yes, that's part of it. The other big release of anxieties is I'm a ham radio operator, and it's another way of sort of keeping in touch with some of the activities around here. There's a group that meets at Ponderosa Pizza every Friday, and I go over there and keep my ear to the ground, try to find out what's happening in town and other places. So it's
excellent. Thank you.
Same question. How many council meetings have you attended?
Zero. This is a learning experience. I am trying to pick your mind somewhat. I want to know more about Lapine. What is going on here? Some of the, you know, the issues of a small town. I've lived in smaller places, New Manchester, West Virginia, maybe a third of this size. So, comfortable with little towns. The company that I retired from relocated me to Los Angeles for a while. And Ben's traffic isn't that bad. So, I have a different outlook on certain things. I can think out of the box.
Hey, in your opinion, what are the two most important issues facing our city?
Gainful employment and education. The town that I was raised in, I'm from Weirton, West Virginia, part of the Rust Belt, and there's a reason for the Rust Belt. But when the steel mill was opened, they knew they needed skilled employees in the future. In the school system, they supported, paid for, brought the equipment to teach in machine shop, welding, mechanics, and other trades. Not everybody's going to go to college. And I'd like to see some of those opportunities open here. If we could bring in the right employer that would work with the community, maybe help out with financing, water and sewage, help out with the schools here in town. That'd be wonderful if we could attract somebody in that that area.
That it done?
Thank you.
Okay.
So you're pretty new here. So what kind of connections have you generated so far, and how are you going to work to build more connections with both the schools and other places in the community, whether it be city or Chamber of Commerce or anywhere else?
I've had a few contacts with the educational system in my life, and most of it has been trying to explain that there are different opportunities out there. I don't know if your schools have career counseling. If not, that would be a great thing. There are things that I see happening throughout our nation that I shake my head. I see a lot of opportunity loss through drug use, poor driving records, not being able to handle finances. And so many doors are closed by employers for the youth because they've messed up somewhere. I don't think that is being brought to a lot of our younger people. I don't know who would do that today, but a lot of that has to be explained.
Can I have another one?
Yeah.
So you have a pretty wide outlook because you haven't been here very long, you've been in other places. Do you feel you're best fit to come up with new ideas to benefit like our education and our school systems? Because you said that was one of your main priorities for Lapine.
Thinking a little bit out of the box, having lived different places here in the States, a little bit of Western Europe, I've seen a few things done a little bit differently, and I think we can massage some of that to work in our communities. I spent a little bit of time working in Holland, and they have like a work passport that shows your education, college, technical training, and that is used to sort of guarantee work. Nobody works more than 32 hours in Holland per week, and if you want to work, you bring your work passport. You got a job if you want to work. Having lived different places and seen different things, I'd like to be able to bring some of that into Lapine.
Okay. Just for your information, the high school here is starting a vocational. They applied for grants for some vocational construction and blueprint reading, so they are sort of going in that direction, which is great. So, you can be assured that some of that stuff is happening. My question, I guess, is for 1 year here, what possessed you to want to be a counselor in such a short time?
I want to know what's going on in Lapine. I've been watching Central Oregon for better than 5 years trying to figure out where do I want to live in Central Oregon. Is it Bend, the Chute River Woods, Redmond, and I decided on Lapine. So part of wanting a counselor's position is more of an educational situation for me. I've never worked in the public sector. It's been private. It's a different opportunity. A lot of my work was planning for major maintenance turnarounds in cryogenic plants, hydrogen production. My budgets were well over $1 million just for instrumentation and electrical work. So working within a budget, planning for these would take me better than 6 months to have everything in place for those that were going to actually do the work. I know I can bring certain things to Lapine, and part of it is, I have the time to learn a little bit. I'm retired. I'm flexible.
Okay. And do you have any questions for us? Anything?
One for Corey.
I was gonna let you off, dude. That's fair.
You had mentioned the ATT septic system, and I guess if the water and sewage comes around to the Cabo area, are you going to, the plan is, will you be taking the effluent just out of the septic tank, or is it going to be out of that secondary treatment, if you follow along?
There won't be any, so with our system, for everyone's knowledge, which is actually a good learning opportunity as well, is that we have a very unique sewer system. It's a septic tank effluent gravity, and what that means is that we don't have large sewer lines underneath the streets that have liquids and solids flowing through them. You have every property, whether it's commercial or at the schools or residential or industrial, has a septic tank that everything goes into, and then the liquids come out of that into our main lines, and then we pump the tanks on occasion. So there's no treatment or pre-treatment prior to that material going into our wastewater treatment plant. So essentially what that, there's no need for a sand filter or an ATT system because it's just a standard concrete tank and the liquids flow out of that into our system. It's fully contained and sent into our treatment plant out Reed Road, and then the solids are pumped and they're disposed well, and it's all mixed and aerated and
that's your system, but mine.
Yeah, your system.
So am I gonna throw away my secondary treatment tank and not use it?
Most likely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the big expense is 2 or 3 years and it's disconnected.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we have been working with, and it's still a work in progress, but with the county who administers the Department of Environmental Quality standards, the groundwater standards in the area, and trying to folks like your situation, if someone came and wanted to build in cable this next summer, the goal would be that they didn't have to put in an ATT or a sand filter system because sewer is imminent. But their threshold for imminent was here, and up until honestly about a couple months ago, and we haven't even laid out the paperwork with them, we were here where we said we're confident we're gonna get the grants, but we're not 100% sure. So that's all been changing in the last 3 months and probably will continue to change over the next
three
months.
So I can maybe ask somebody if they want to dig up my tank, get it out of there on my back property to look better.
That'd be great. It's going to be a process working with when we get the engineering firm on board to go out and survey and work with every single property owner. There will be some situations that are alike, but a lot of variety and variation.
I wonder if there's a resale value on those for those outside the city.
I hope so, for your sake.
Yeah, the property owner behind me is on a tight budget. And I think the city is working with her. I think what she's using for a septic tank is on somebody else's property.
Talk to her.
No, Denise over on Pine Drive. And, I guess, the moral side of things, maybe you're working with her so that she's going to put a tank in on her property and, she doesn't have to do the ATT system.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, you're spot on.
Okay, any other questions off the...
No, I'm picking on.
Okay, I'll give everybody another chance to ask us stuff if you've been thinking of anything you want to ask any of the council. Anything whatsoever?
I don't know, it's the legal and moral thing. As a counselor, as a council member, there is the opportunity for, based on decisions, personal liability. And I guess if there's questions about legality of something, we go to the city attorney to get clarification.
And Corey's best friend.
So, just to, again, go into the legal moral thing, I think the legality of decisions is the most important you can't escape morality, but that's it.
Anybody else over there?
I have one. Sure. I don't know if I can ask it of each of you or if anyone wants to speak up. What has been your most frustrating part of being a counselor here, council member?
Anybody
want to
answer that?
Oh, I can answer that. And it's a humorous type. But the frustrating when we first incorporated. Trying to convince AT&T, the federal post office, and Ma Bell that cities do happen. They would not connect a phone or give us a post office box because we had no past history of a government. Who was the prior government in your city? No one. We are a new city. No. And that was frustrating.
Sure.
And I think that was, it was every step that we had to take when we first incorporated. But since then, for myself, I think was biomass or biogreen. The divide between the community, and the council had to make a decision. Luckily, I was just before that and after that. I missed it, right? But I was on both sides of it. So I think that was for a citizen.
Sure.
That was probably the most difficult one.
Sure. Well, thank you. Anybody else will have one to add or
anybody else?
Yeah, I think one of the toughest things that we had to go through is all the stuff about marijuana and all the different meetings that we had to go through. And in fact, one of them got so bad that the city manager at that time called the sheriff's department. We had two deputies here, one inside and one outside. And it got pretty hot that night. And actually, I think the one that gave us the most problems didn't live in the area, he lived someplace else and was trying to impose his will upon the city. That's one of the worst, I should say the most frustrating council meetings, one of the most frustrating I've been to.
Makes sense.
For me, I think it's when people assume things of us as councilors, and or assume that we voted a certain way, or we've made a decision before and don't really understand the process. If you show up for our council meetings and don't show up for our work sessions, you don't understand that we've already sat and hashed out the issue for a good length of time, and we've studied it and we've looked into it. And when we actually have open council meetings where we're on the bench, we have made a decision by then.
Sure.
You know, and the time to approach us during a discussion is during the work session, show up for the work sessions. And so when they show up for the council meetings and they, you know, assume that we didn't even take any of what they said into consideration, I guess I shouldn't say that we didn't. Or we did, because we didn't, but we had already made a decision before that time, you know, and they don't understand the process, and so therefore they get upset with us. So I think that's, I've talked to several people after meetings and begged them, you know, to show up to work sessions, and they don't. So that's probably one of the most frustrating things as a council.
Okay, thank you.
And I have a whole list. but I'll just give you a couple of them.
That he can't vote.
And one of them is what Connie was getting at, local gossip.
Yes.
Without knowing the facts.
Sure.
You know, and that's why I started that. You know, I believe in everybody knowing everything. Communication. So it's a big communication thing between the public and the council, and that's basically what Connie was saying. And I guess the other thing is, I was in the private contracting field where you could make a decision overnight and get it done. There's so many hoops, like this water and sewer, that you have to jump through every single issue. You go through the county, the state. I mean, you can't do anything, you know, overnight.
That's right.
I mean, everything takes so long to do.
You can't make it one
happen. It can be frustrating, you know. So those are probably the two of the biggies. You know, so it takes a lot of patience to be a counselor or a mayor. So just throw that in there. Go ahead.
Thank you. I had just thought of a question. What do you enjoy the most of situations that have given you self But that made you feel good about being in that position?
I can answer that one. When we, as much as the marijuana situations were frustrating, having them show up to a work session and come to an agreement and bring stuff forward to us that help protect our kids and our community that the state level doesn't require. And what I mean by that is, when marijuana went recreational, OLCC didn't require them to keep it out of the front windows or didn't require them to opaque the windows. But the local, our two current local retailers, at the time they were still medical, but they were working on getting retail, said that they wanted to help protect our community and our kids especially. And in their locations, one of them in particular has kids going to dance class and stuff right past, and he wanted that restriction in place. And I just thought that was just in our community coming together regardless of what they do for a living, and it just showed that everyone cares about La Pine.
Any comment on that one, Stu? You don't have to.
Well, I think, again, being here, well, being La Pine's first mayor, you know, when we first incorporated, watching, you know, the ballots come in to see if La Pine was going to be a city, I think was a pretty long night. But when the lights went on 97 and the streetscape, and the traffic light on 97 was turned on, sitting down there in the dark, and all of a sudden all the lights are on. And the same on Huntington Road, watching this, the street lamps on, along the sidewalk. And, you know, after living here for 24 years, I think, and to see that happen, and to have the governor shake your hand and present you with a check for $50,000 to get the city started, but then have to pay it back, and we paid it back. We paid it back early, and to go back to him and give him that check, it, you know, was pretty exciting. But I think the most rewarding for me personally is having been in a couple of the parades and in the grand entry at the rodeo. And you go around, and I always take my camera and take pictures of the crowd looking towards the parade and the expression on the faces as they see, and I always hate the, it sounds really cliche or whatever, but your elected officials who get beat up all the time, but the kids waving at you, and even the parents and everybody waving back at you. Some of the pictures I have are just amazing. So that, you know, when you go home and think about that, that's a rewarding feeling that you get down here. So I think that helps me get through some of this.
Anything to add, Don?
Well, I think one of the most satisfying things that I've had since I've been on the council, and incidentally, this is my second time. I served before, and then I was off for a while, and I'm back on. We had a city manager that was temporary back there, and this building came up for sale, and he brought us down here, and I swear I could never imagine from what he was talking about that we would have a building like this. And you know, it really is to look back on the things that we went through and taking a leap of faith actually and buying it and hoping we had the money to pay for it and pay all the remodeling. And one thing it only took until just a short time ago to get fixed is our PA system. I think it works now.
I don't know if I would have kept that one quiet.
I think we spent a year or more trying to get it fixed. But anyway, that's probably the most satisfying time for me, to see that my name's out there on the thing. And I was on the council when they procured the building. I mean, it's really something to be proud of, in my opinion.
Okay, and I'll just say, when you get positive feedback from the public, no matter what you do, is the most enjoyable thing. Even if it's putting dust abatement on Kegel and schedule, the number of people that come up and just are pleased with that simple little task, or anything we do throughout the city here, I mean, our public works department, it's just the positive comments you get back from the people. One positive makes up for the 10 negatives, you know. Yeah. So that's rewarding, and I'm sure that's why we're all here, you know, to try to do some good for the community.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else before we wrap this section up? You guys can stick around, of course, and again, we're going to vote Wednesday night. But I want to instill that there's always openings. If you don't get picked to be a counselor, there's always some kind of openings where you can take part in the planning commission, regional solutions, or not regional solutions, urban renewal, the public works board. There's always a position that, you know, you can apply for again. And even the budget committee. I mean, that's where I started, and I think that's where Connie started. And that's quite a learning process to see the dollars and cents, where they're going to go.
Or is it another year? There will be some council seats coming up?
This next year.
Next the 18th.
Well, when that position comes back open, right?
Right.
Because aren't.
Right.
Yeah.
Next year. Whoever is appointed will have to run.
My position.
So somebody can run against them.
And Stu's will Stu be
keeps,
open.
Stu keeps threatening to leave, but who knows?
He may be running against.
But there's always something to take part in the city, and come to council meetings. Come to just be part of the city, please. We need people. And I will say that I kept telling Corey, oh my God, we only have four or five people. Well, I go to the mayor's meeting, COCO they call it. Prineville had an opening and they had three people. Redmond had an opening and they had three people. So we're doing good, put it that way. We had more than they did. So and I want people to be interested in what the government does down here. So this is actually a fairly good turnout. And I don't want anybody to give up just because they didn't get picked this time.
Well, and to see new faces.
Yeah.
You know, that's encouraging. I love it. You know, we see some of these other faces quite a bit, and there's nothing wrong with them. But it's so good to see new faces. So, you know, it's exciting. We're in exciting times.
Yep. Okay, there is a couple people here in the public comments. Anybody have anything to say? Nothing?
No,
Gary down there?
For
nothing?
Okay. I got no voice left, so.
Staff comments. Corey, anything?
I thought this turned out really good. I liked some of the questions that they asked council too. It was fun for me to get to learn and hear a little bit about from the existing council as well. And I'm excited to have a fifth council member back on. And on that note, I want to say that you mentioned it, Dennis, that the council's going to be doing appointment at the Wednesday meeting. But to get everyone, to get the next council member up to speed, they aren't going to be sworn in and participate in a meeting until our December 20th date. So that'll give them an opportunity to, you know, I'll meet with them and kind of give an update of what issues are and agenda items to expect. And then we'll swear them in. They'll take the oath then, and they'll sit and participate in that meeting. So just a quick procedural note on that. And when we get the fifth council member on board too and turn the calendar into 2018, I'm excited, because I'm fairly new here as well, to do a good goal setting session, hopefully in January or February with the full council, as we then head towards budget season and around we go again. So that's all I got to say on that. I do want to check in with Don, Stu, and Connie about the interviews for the community development director position. So I reached out, and they're going to be on Friday, this Friday, from 1 to 4, and then another one on Monday at 9. And I want to just get a sense who wanted to participate, who was most interested, who could even attend and make it. So I just wanted to kind of ask. I know Stu got back to me, and then I don't think I was able to chat with Connie or Don yet. So I'm going to put that on the table.
I participated in the last interview, so if another council member wants to do it, plus my schedule's really, really full right now, so I'd be, if somebody else wants to do it. But if they don't, I'd make myself available.
Okay, good to know.
Donald.
What?
Donald.
Yes, I heard. I think before I say anything, I'd like to sit down with Corey and talk with him.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have to decide that.
Right. That's fine. I just want to put it on the table because it's going to be Friday before we know it with the schedule we've got.
I know.
Talk about this Friday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here I thought.
But
I'm free, so there's no problem there.
Okay. Well.
Well, Friday and Monday.
Friday and Monday.
Both.
Oh, okay. Because I'm going to have to withdraw. I've had something
come up
Friday, so I won't.
Okay.
Be able to. That's why I said Donald.
So it's all you if you want it.
Okay, I'll be there Friday.
Okay. We can still talk.
Yeah.
1 o'clock will be so getting here probably about 12:30.
I didn't pay any attention to the time because I didn't think it would be up to me.
We'll talk, Donald.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank God.
Thank God you have a secretary.
You thought you had Friday off.
Did you call for a public comment when I got that remark?
Okay, anything else, Corey?
No.
Holly, do you have anything? Okay, council comments. Connie, you start.
I'm excited that there was 5 people to interview. I think last time there was an open position, it was the 3 of us, and somehow or another we all ended up on council anyways, so. Just thank you that you guys all showed up and are interested in being involved in the city. It's exciting, and I just want to second what Dennis said. There's positions available. You know, this isn't the only position, and I know when I ran for an open position, and I wasn't chosen, I came to every council meeting from then on. And I had made a decision at that point in time that I wanted to be on council and I needed to know what was going on. And so for the entire next year, I showed up to every council meeting before I ran for office. So get involved. It's the best way to learn what's going on here. So thank you.
Stu, anything else?
Just again, reiterate what Connie said, you know, and what we said earlier is thank you folks for taking the time to come out. It helps us knowing that there's other people interested, that, you know, you're not doing this alone. You do have some good support behind this. So it's encouraging and it's, you know, it just helps. So again, like they said, if you just happen not to be chosen, don't give up, because we're always forming new committees. In a community, you know, like any community, we lose people, and so we're always looking for volunteers. And maybe not at the city volunteer chamber, you know, wherever your niche might be. But thank you,
Donald.
Well. I was sitting here looking at all the people that we have seated in here that's interested in the city. And one of the questions that I asked was, how many council meetings have you attended? And you know, there was a reason for that. And you know, you can be effective if you come to a council meeting if you just stand up under public comment. You can make any comment you want. You can tell us we're doing our job. You can tell us you don't know what you're doing. You'd better change course. I mean, you've got an open time there to come and tell us. We need that direction from the citizens. And if we had 10 or 12 people or more that attended a council meeting and they all stood up and took some time, it would be well worth it to every member on this council, because we want to know what our constituents want. And probably like Connie said, it's more important, or just as important probably, to have you come to a work session, because that's when we have more time to consider what you say, because between the work session and the council session, we get a big packet of things that we have to go over. And we've already taken some notes maybe on what was said at the work session, so it helps us make up our mind so that we do in what, in our opinion, is what our community wants. Yes, there you are.
I don't have a lot to say other than it's a good turnout to have 5 people that are interested in the community.
Okay, mayor's comments. I think every one of you should be on the council.
Dennis votes we have a 10-person really, council.
This is one time I'm glad I don't have to vote. But let me just say that every time you go to a state function, you go to a county function, everybody now knows Lapine. I mean, it's standing out, it's looking nicer. People drive through the town, the village, and their village or city, and comment how it's growing in a nice way. And we're continuing to do that on a very low budget, I'll keep adding. So that's, and you can see it in the high school. I mean, the kids are proud to be from Lapine. Not just because they had a good football season, but we have a great high school. So you could be, if you get to be on the council at some point in time, it's a proud position to have. Because we're building a new city. I mean, the whole city is being built. There's so many things going on. It'll take you a few months to catch up on everything that's been happening in the city. So that's all I got to say, and I hope I see all of your faces all the time.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. None. Meeting adjourned.
Whose idea for the peanuts? Ollie? Thank you, this is great.
That is.
Better than cookies?
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's just good. It's a good change up.
How many?